Listen to these words that come from Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. And on that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. Where are you in trusting God? Where are you? Is it a step that you've yet to have taken? Is it a step that maybe you took a small step and now it's time to take a bigger one? Where are you in trusting God? Where are you in taking the step that God wants you to take? I can remember the moment when I first trusted. I can remember the moment in a church service where I felt God touching my heart in such a way that I had no choice but to come forward and to kneel at the altar. I remember. I remember that first step. And once I took that first step, what happened to me happened the same that this psalmist talks about at the very beginning here. Listen to these words again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. You see, when we come to accept Jesus as our Savior and to trust in God, our hearts should be willing to sing the praises of God, our eternal Creator. There should be within us a song that needs to be sung. There should be within us a song that rings out no matter where we go. Have you ever seen those people that have a song on their heart and in their mind and sometimes on their lips? They're singing something and it just comes out of them. It just oozes out of them and it happens everywhere they go. There's a song there for the Lord. There's a song that continues to be sung. A song that they cannot stop. That's one of the great things about the book of Psalms. It's the prayer book of the Hebrew children, but it's also the song book of the Hebrew children. And they sing time and time again. And some of these psalms, they say that sung to the tune of. Unfortunately, we don't know those tunes. Not that we're aware of. Wouldn't it be great to go back and sing them as they sung them? To lift our voices the way they lifted their voices? The way that song just came out of them as they walked along the road, as they went on their ways. You see, I can imagine Jesus walking in this world just with a song upon his heart, but a song that came out of him. A song that other people started to hear as they spent time with him. You see, our song should be within us and come out of us. We should be willing to sing for God. Now, somebody's going to tell me as they leave today, "Pastor, you don't want me to sing." That's not what the scriptures say. There's some kind of song that's within us that's got to get out. When we come to I can remember very clearly that night I came up and I knelt at the altar and I asked Jesus Christ to save me and be my Savior. It was a night that there was a song that just kept growing within me. And a song that I'm still learning how to sing. And a song that I'm still learning more verses to. A song that has become brighter and brighter each and every day. I trust in God. Because you see, we need to take a powerful step into a relationship of deep trust with God. A powerful step. Not one that we make, but one that we continue to make. One that we, and a big step. A big step. Not just little tentative ones. You see, God prepared the way for us to have a deep and powerful relationship with God. God made that way possible. Why would we not step big into it? Why would we not step deep into being a child of God? Why would we be tentative at all? We need to take that big step, that deep trust. I continue to share with people because if I had not taken a step of trusting God deeply, I would have missed out on so many things. So many things. I can't even begin to list all the things that have happened because I trusted God to take care of us. I trusted God to take care of my family when I went to seminary. I was told that it was an unwise choice to step away from a good job and sell a house. I was told that I shouldn't do it, and that I especially shouldn't go work a part-time job making only $15,000 a year with three kids. And my wife didn't work. Okay, she worked. I'll agree with you. She worked taking care of the three young kids that we had at home. But what I'm saying is she didn't bring in any finances to the house. That's what I'm saying. And for 3 years, we never went without anything we needed. Never. And if I had not trusted God, that would not have happened. If I had not taken a big step, because that was a big step. Sell your house. Move an hour and a half away from all your babysitters. And trust God to take care of us. I can't tell you the blessings that I would have missed out on if we didn't do that. I struggled with it. I didn't want to make that big step. But I keep sharing this with people because I want you to make that big step. Maybe that big step is not to go off and become a minister and go to seminary and all that, but you know what your big step is that you need to take. Amen. You know it. You're aware of it. Do you trust God enough to take the step? Do you trust God enough to take a big, powerful step? Because here's what I want to tell you. God's ready to provide support encouragement, healing, guidance, and love, and I could keep listing things for the rest of the day. God is ready. God is ready to provide support, encouragement, healing, guidance, love, grace, mercy. God's ready. But you got to take the step first. I always think back to the story about Abraham. He's told to sacrifice his son, but he doesn't tell his son that. And they're walking off to do the sacrifice, and what does his son say? Dad, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, God will supply. God will supply. But here's what I'm getting at. Abraham had to take the first step before the sacrifice was supplied. And Abraham had to take a big step. Dad, we got the wood. Dad, we got the fire. Dad, where's the sacrifice? And he bound his own son and laid him on the wood and was ready to sacrifice him, because that's what God asked him to do. And that's when the ram made a sound. That's when the sacrifice was supplied. What's your big step? Because God's ready to support you in that big step. God's ready to bring you encouragement. God is ready to bring you healing if that's what you need. God is ready to bring you guidance. I've shared this illustration many, many times. And younger people, I might have to find an illustration that works for younger people. But those of you that are here, you know what it's like to drive a vehicle without power steering. Do you know what that's like? No power steering. And your vehicle is sitting still and you want to turn left or right. You better have some muscles. Jerry says, pray. But you know what the truth is? You get that vehicle rolling just ever so slightly, and now it's so easy to turn the wheel in comparison to when it was sitting still. It's only got to move, just start moving just a little bit. And now you got so much working for you that you didn't need to eat your Wheaties that morning, probably. You could turn that wheel now. You got to take the step first. God's waiting for you to take the step so that God can bring what God's ready to bring to you. God didn't poke me while I was sitting in the pew to say, go forward and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. I had to take that first step. God had been working in my heart saying, trust me, trust me, trust me. I had to take a step. I had to do something first. Oh, the enormous blessings that came through my time in seminary. Powerful, wonderful, the enormous blessings that came through 3 weeks that I spent in Kenya with people that were so loving, so helpful, so encouraging. I would have missed out on all of that had I not taken the first step. The blessings that I learned through the first church that I served and the second church, where I was very first time in my life, I was a pastor. Incredible blessings. Powerful and wonderful blessing. If I had not taken the first step, I wouldn't have experienced them. The blessings that my wife and I have seen in the last 6 years that we've been here, I wouldn't have known a single one of them if I hadn't taken the first big step. What step do you need to take? You know it. Do you realize that God's ready for you? God's waiting for you to take that step. God's not going to push you to take that step. Will you take it? Trust in God is not a one-time decision. It is not a one-time decision. I wish that it was sometimes, and that would solve the whole thing, that moment that I came to the altar at a little church somewhere around Blacksburg, Virginia, at a revival that night, as I came forward and knelt at the altar, I wish that had been it all. But every day that I get up, I've got to make another decision. Am I going to trust God today? Am I going to trust God today? Trust in God is not a one-time decision, but a continual lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Am I going to keep doing that? One of the things, if you've been in Principle of Faith, and if you haven't been there, I want to invite you to come. I'm sharing the very basic scriptures that every Christian should know and should know how to find it in their Bible. If for some reason you can't be there at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, if you go in this Sunday school room at the far end of the hall, there are four topics written on the whiteboard in there, and there are two scriptures for each topic. That's a valuable resource to you. Do you want to know how to have victory over sin? Walk down there and see which verses I put on the board. Walk down there and look. If you want to know about assurance of salvation and how you can be assured that you are saved, walk down there and look at what two scriptures I put up on that board. If you can't make it at 9 o'clock. I understand if you can't make it. But these are verses that every Christian should know, and I think they should know them by heart, so that you know them well and can share them with somebody else. And it's knowing those things that help me to take this continual lifestyle that I take to get up each morning and decide not to kick the cat because the cat woke me up at 4:30 wanting to be petted. 4:30 is not the time that this pastor needs to be up. That's all I can tell you. 4:30 is not the time when it's very easy for me to be a pastor. So, Eric, when you get up that early to take care of things on the farm, don't call me. I just messed that up, didn't I? Yeah, I did. You got to give me 5 minutes to be a person again when I wake up. Folks, you got to make a decision every day. You got to make a decision every moment. Am I going to keep trusting God? This is a lifestyle that you've chosen, not a moment. This is a lifestyle. If you're going to be a Christian, it's a lifestyle. Are you trusting God every moment of the day? You know, it's a spiritual journey. It's not you walk down the aisle and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and we arrange and get you baptized and now everything is settled. That's not how it is. And if that's what you believe Christianity is, you're mistaken. It's a spiritual journey. It's an everyday spiritual journey. Each step on the spiritual journey needs to be a further step of trust in God. Each step needs to be a further step of trust in God. Are you doing that? Are you making that step every day? If you're making that step every day of trusting in God, you're going to be telling other people about where your trust is. You're going to be sharing with them the joy that you get. You're going to be sharing with them the peace that it brings to you to trust God. You're going to be sharing the hope that you have. Not a wishful hope, but a hope that is certain. I know that if I were to die right now as I'm preaching in front of you, the very next breath would be in heaven in front of my Savior Jesus. And in spite of what some people tell me, there will be tears in my eyes. Because I will be crying to finally see the one that I have trusted face to face. I'll be crying that he found me worthy. I'll be crying that I get to spend all eternity in joy and hope and love and peace and promise. The scriptures don't say that we're not going to cry in heaven. It says that God will wipe away our tears. How can God do that if we don't cry there? God is going to reach right out and wipe away my tears of happiness for being there. God will actually physically touch me because I trusted God and wipe away my tears. Oh my gosh. How overwhelming that will be. How incredibly overwhelming that will be. Every step of your spiritual journey needs to be a deeper trust in God, a setting aside of yourself, a setting aside of your ability, you think you have this, by the way, your ability to control things. In case you didn't know it, you can't control things. I'm sorry to burst your bubble if you thought you could. But you cannot. You cannot. But what you can do is trust that God will control things. And you'll never regret that you did that. And then maybe you could say the same thing this psalmist says. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Praise the Lord. Can you? Can others see the kind of trust you have in God? Can other people see the kind of trust that you have in God? Do they know that you trust God? There may be some people here today that need to take a big step. Maybe it's the first step. Maybe it's a step that God asked you to take a long time ago and you've been afraid to take it. Maybe it's a step that follows on some other ones you've already taken. Can people tell that you trust in God? Can they tell it? Does your life show it? Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, you have asked us to be about so much in our lives. But the truth is, unless we make one decision, all the rest of it is for naught. The truth is, the decision we need to make is to trust in you for our salvation, to trust in you for everything that's going on in our lives, to trust in you for the future of our lives, to trust in you for the very next step that we take. And Lord, I know that there's folks out there that truly believe that one day I'll get all this straight. Help each heart to know that today may be their last day, and that there is no guarantee of another day. So Lord, help us to know the step that we need to take. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.